Iranian lawmakers react to the European Parliament's recent adoption of an anti-Iran resolution. Nearly 260 MPs have issued a statement slamming the resolution as clear interference in Iran's internal affairs. The Iranian lawmakers say the European Parliament is in no position to comment on the human rights situation in the country. The European Parliament's recent resolution against Iran continues to spark anger in the country. Protesters have gathered outside the Greek embassy in Tehran to vent their anger at the European Parliament. Greece now holds the rotating chair of the EU. Earlier in the day, a group of clerics and theology students of the Qom Seminary rallied in protest against the resolution. The European legislative body had, in a resolution, voiced concern about what it described as the continued violation of fundamental rights in Iran. Dr. Fuad Izadi, professor with the University of Tehran, is with us now on the line from the Iranian capital. Mr. Izadi, again, I'd just like to refer here to the statement made by the European Parliament. They're saying that they're concerned about the continued violation and systematic violation of fundamental rights in Iran. Your initial reaction to this resolution?
Well, as you know, the accusations are baseless. They are using reports provided by a number of opposition groups in Europe, including MKO, which until recently was on the list of terrorist organizations in Europe and United States, and it was a political decision to remove them from this list so they could use their reports in their anti-Iran resolutions. The accusations are baseless. It's also against the UN Charter. Article 2 of the first chapter of the UN Charter specifically says that member states are not supposed to interfere in domestic affairs of other states, other members of the United Nations. And what the European Parliament has done is they have basically done what is prohibited under international law. Whether in Iran gays are allowed to engage in activities that they do or not is a matter that Iranian people, through their representatives, will decide. Iran has a democracy, Iran has a parliament, Iran has an elected president, and these people are supposed to decide how the laws in Iran are passed and implemented, not European Parliament members. As you know, last time there was an election in Europe for EU Parliament, 43% of participants, 43% of the population participated in the election. And in the election that we had in Iran a few months ago, 73% participated, about 30% more. And so the question that a lot of Iranians have is that who are these parliament members that came to their seats based on a vote of a minority of Europeans? Who are they to dictate to Iran what laws Iran is supposed to have or not have? The time of colonial past is long gone, and I think it's time for European Parliament members to remember that they live in the 21st century, not the 19th century.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fuad Izadi, professor with the University of Tehran, with us there on the line. Moving on now here on the top five.